The fourth trade policy review of Bangladesh has considerably improved our understanding of Bangladesh's trade and trade-related policies and practices and how they have evolved since 2006. We are grateful for the active participation of the Bangladesh delegation, headed by His Excellency Mr. Ghulam Hussein and the discussant, Ambassador Faisal Ismail, for his insightful remarks. I would also like to thank members of the TPRB for contributing to the meeting's useful exchange of views. Bangladesh's response to the large number of questions is also much appreciated. In the course of the review, members commended Bangladesh on its impressive economic performance over the past 6 years, with annual GDP growth averaging over 6%. Despite a daunting number of natural catastrophes and setbacks, most of Bangladesh's macroeconomic performance indicators have been positive, although in the recent past, the slowdown in export growth, currency depreciation, higher inflation, and pressure on the balance of payments have caused some concern. The discussion highlighted that there have also been commendable results in poverty alleviation, with Bangladesh on its way to achieve many of the Millennium Development Goal targets by 2015. The vision of the government that Bangladesh should become a middle-income country by 2021 deserves strong support. In this regard, members acknowledged Bangladesh's efforts to create a conducive legal and regulatory framework to facilitate growth and development in many areas, including standards, SPS, government procurement, services, competition, and intellectual property. Members emphasized that there is clear evidence that Bangladesh is continuing reform in key areas. Bangladesh was commended on the concrete steps taken to facilitate trade by streamlining and modernizing its customs regime, in particular in terms of reducing the time needed for customs clearance. Support was expressed for Bangladesh's efforts to build up computerized customs points, ensure transparency in customs procedures, and provide a dispute settlement mechanism at customs. Bangladesh, as an LDC, has taken advantage of the opportunities offered by the multilateral trading system. Since the multilateral and multi-fiber agreement phase out, it has emerged as a leading global exporter of apparel. In institutional terms, members appreciated Bangladesh's contribution to the WTO and the Doha Round as an active player on various LDC and development issues. Bangladesh's involvement in efforts to further strengthen regional cooperation on trade and investment among South Asian countries was also acknowledged. The observations made and the questions posed by delegations during this review indicated that the following issues merit further attention and reflection by the Bangladesh authorities. And in this regard, let me say, Mr. Secretary, that we have taken very careful note of your detailed comments this morning. On improving the investment environment, the discussions highlighted further actions that Bangladesh can undertake to attract more foreign investment, including addressing infrastructure bottlenecks, improving the operation of the legal system, as well as meeting other challenges of the doing business variety. In this regard, some members encouraged Bangladesh to focus on tax policy, revenue generation, and investments in infrastructure. On tariffs and other charges, some members expressed concern about the significant gap between bound and applied tariffs and the increasing use of supplementary duties, charges, and protective levies. Bangladesh was encouraged to address these aspects of the import regime as they limited the benefits to be gained through customs improvements. The hope was expressed that as Bangladesh moves towards a fairer and more efficient tax collection system, the extensive use of supplementary duties and charges could be reduced or ended. Services liberalization. Noting the increasing role services play in the development of Bangladesh's economy and the commercial and development-related benefits of opening the telecom sector, some members encouraged Bangladesh to take steps to replicate these benefits in other crucial areas such as energy, transport, and financial services. To continue the rapid growth of the services sector, Bangladesh was encouraged to consider making more comprehensive commitments on trade and services, which would send a positive signal to foreign investors and support domestic growth. On market access, Bangladesh noted its appreciation for members that have accorded duty-free and quota-free access to LDCs. For Bangladesh, this has contributed to export growth and employment generation, in particular for millions of women. Some members expressed the conviction that Bangladesh's trade would widely benefit from other members' increased efforts to grant its exports the duty-free, quota-free access. This successfully concludes our fourth review of Bangladesh. Overall, it has afforded useful insights into Bangladesh's trade policies and practices and the challenges it faces. The strong interest shown by members in this review, as evidenced by the many advanced questions and the large number of interventions, indicate the important place of Bangladesh in the multilateral trading system. The TPRB appreciates Bangladesh's responses to the questions received and looks forward to receiving any outstanding answers within 1 month. As the discussant rightly said during the first session of this review, Bangladesh is a country with both a vision and a plan. We hope that the discussions of the past few days will help the Bangladesh authorities continue to shape their trade policies within their plan in order to make their vision a reality.